Wasser mir als Kasha. Was ich just in mein Mal gehabt. Kommt der Rashi. Kasha was mit den in der Mannes in der Baal Mecher. Rashi is bothered even though it's before Kedushin of Manas Baal Mecher is only when it's Tachas Yadai, when it's just Tachas Yadai, the Meich is not Neman. That's Dafka when it's not Gesund Tai Bible. When it's not Gesund Tai Mechad, then even if it's just Tachas Yadai, he's Neman. Because then it's still incumbent, and then there's still a Svar, the Holy Member. We discussed yesterday the Ritva, that learns that Pirashi is a special emunis here Chazal gave to the Meicher. It's like Bezin, they gave an emunis to the Dayan, they gave an emunis to the midwife. But, you know, the one that should be in the know, Chazal gave an emunis. So they also, Kozman, the swear that he should know, that he should be the one that knows what's going on, they gave him an emunis. And that's why it's Kasha, but that's the Lev Zimlan Nakat, and that's why Ishmi Neman. That's why Ishmi Neman. And my answer is no, he took them both. Mela, as on a Manis, since it's not Mechabiyadah. The Rif also learns the Sugi Mikam. The Mondays of the Baal Mecher. But when he has the problem, Rashi's problem, that comes out in the Sugya and Kedushin, that he's not Neman, but it's not Mecher B'Yadoi. So the Rif has a problem from Mar Gemara. So Mar Gemara says he doesn't know which is Midaitai, which is about Karchai. Right? By Nakum et Hervayu, it's Mashma. Rif is Garis Layada, not Vlayadina. Rashi is not Garis Layada. Meaning, because once it's Namech B'Yadai and Kalkhevitz, once Namech B'Yadai, and it was not considered to have value, so then he has no nemanis anymore. So what's Gemara saying? Well, Yad, that's mashma. If he would know, he would be neman. I is not mecha b'yad, and it's not considered to have value. Elmer Ash says, well, Yadina, we don't know. But Echanami, even if he would claim to know, we wouldn't believe him. But the Rif has a problem, because the Rif, his girls like Tais, is well, Yad, that. Mela, state in the Gemara, that the Duke in the Gemara, if he would know, then he'd be Neman. Hi, it's Ein Mecha B'Yadai. It was Nakat Zuz Mitarvayu. So why should he be Neman? So because of this, the Rif is Mechadish. I'm going to hold him to the Gemara. Even though the Mishnah says Shnei Merchus Metalis. We have a case of Metzi and a case of Mechel Memkar. The only case of Metzi is Shnei Merchus, and both are holding it. But the case of Mechel Memkar is talking about that it's still by the Bailum. And Mela, the Gemara, could afford to say that it was Nakim et Havayu, and he doesn't know. The Chlu Yitzur, he would know, even though it was Nakim et Havayu. Still, we say that if it's Mech B'Yadai, then he's Nema. That's the Rif's Mahalach and the Sugi. And the Rosh has problems, like both in Rashi and the Rif, that we're talking about, that we're talking about the Nemanus of the Baal Mecher, because what comes out from them is that if it was it was Naman, even if it's not Nechmi Yadai, he doesn't like, because it's like we said, yes, in Taisus and Kedushin, that the only money is Zaltz Migo. There's no Neman, then the whole Neman of the Meicher is only Zaltz Migo. Same Nechmi Yadai, even though he took one, there's no Neman. And it's like the riff that said, because he was Gerz Layada. Then if we had to say that we're talking about the Shnai Ma'ich, some only goes on Metzi and not on Mechamemkar, it doesn't like that. Because the Pash Pshah in the Mishnah is that they're both holding it. Shnai Ma'ich is Metalis. And we have one case of Metzi and one case of Mechamemkar. And Pash is still in the same case. That both of them, Shnayim Ariks and Tal, is going in both of them. Zemra Nimitz, Zemra Mishli, Zemra Kulishli, Zechari is Vaita going back in the case of Shnayim Ariks and Tal. So why did the Gemara say we're talking about, why did the Gemara learn that the Mishnah is talking about that it's still be out of Meicher, that we ask Akasha that, why don't we ask the Meicher? Why learn the Mishnah Kipshutai? Kipshutai, the Mishnah talking about that's Ein Mechem Yadai. If it's Ein Mechem Yadai, he's not Nema. So, why did Gemara create a problem for itself by forgetting the Mishnah? So, because of that, the Rosh refers to Baron Tam's Pshat. That Baron Tam's Shita, the Ben Hananel. The Mechem Yadai is only is the Migo. So it's only the Nemanus of the Meicher is the Migo. And Meila, the Gemara's Kasha, the Lech Zuzim HaNakad is even, like Taisus over there, that the Gemara's Kasha, Lech Zuzim HaNakad is going back on the case of Mechem Yadai, and still, he has the Migo, but it's Migo Makam Eidin, because the non-Sadi, the one who paid is the one that he was in Sratzit. That's how the Rosh learns the Gemara Kedusha. And then he has the problems so what we do with our Gemara. So that's good in Gemara Kedusha. Gemara Kedusha can say the Gemara's Kashim, but that's just my knockout, is even Mechem B'Yadai. If you're Mechem B'Yadai, the Gemara's Kashim should be a Migo. But in our Gemara, it's not Mechem Yadai, so what's Mar's Kashin, that's Manakad. So then he goes on to the two Pshat and Taisus, the Pshat of Baron Tam and the Pshat of the Ri. So, Taisus also, with Rashi, he had a problem, his main problem with Rashi, the Rashi has to change the gear, so you can deduct the Farish King. Dokla Park Shop, and Dokla, they're not going to be other, they're not going to be other. This is the Pshat of the Baron Tam. The Rosh Minyan second, the Minyan first. That, the Zinu Pshat, Dokla, they're not going to be other, they're not going to be other. It's not going to be other. The Meicher, by Ein Mechem Biyadi, is not Nehman Medin Meicher. Medin Meicher is only Nehman Biyadi because it's a Migu. Which ain't mechem biyadai, but he's loygar meir echad. He's tamas an eir echad. Bamei shneim nishboin. Ois lisham moicher misaya yiftim mishvua. Viidach yishav ashvua der aysa. Ash, the gar shap lo yada. The yada have a nem mekeir echad. Zot taisvis that Gemara's kasha is Let's just lose my knockout, and meaning the meicher should be neman midin erech. Erech nami. It's an biyadai. It's not neman. It's neman midin erech. Now, what are the ramifications of that going to be? That the one who the meicher is favoring. So the other guy is going to swear Shmuel the Raisa. V'amayish neim nishboyin oizah shamoichem esayoy yiftim b'shvu v'idach yish b'shvu the Raisa. Mashmoyis of Tosis is that the Gemara is asking a double kasha. When we're asking that there's an emonis of the Erechod, we're asking a double kasha. That we're asking that first of all, the one who the meicher is being misayeh should be patur from Meshvua. And this is the klal of Eidah misayeh, a patur from Meshvua. If someone's chayev Meshvua, Erechod could patur from Meshvua. So granted, in Tosfos, it's a bit sossum. What are the parameters of this halacha that Eidim Sayyeh patterns from Meshvua? Is it a general rule, or is it only a rule dafka over here? So if you look at the Sefer Yosher from Meren Tam in the Chedushim, and Oyez Tov Kuf Ayin Aleph, the Balmar, the Muhammad brings it down, and it's clear in the Meren Tam. Got to bring it. Doesn't have it, does it? What? That it's clear in Beren Tam that the reason why the Eidim say a patis from Shvua, it's not the Shvua, our Shvua over here. The whole Shvua is Shleich and Hechotecher. So since the whole Shvua is only a weak Shvua, the Shvua is Shleich, it's not a, there's no real Machiah for the Shvua. I don't remember now if it was clear in him. It was this type of shvur derabbanan, even the rabbanan's a weak shvur. We'll get all shvur derabbanan's. I don't remember now. It's just a deterrent. It's not like we have any real chashas over here. You know what I mean? All the shvur derabbanan's might be because of chash. Right, Shuas Heses, because there's a Chazakah, Enim Tevim Kan Yeshloi. We have a reason to make a Shuas. Here it's just Stam deterrent. It could be here it's even weaker than other Drabbanans. Back upon him, it's certainly in the Fear Baron Tam, it's certainly not a clown in all Shuas. It's certainly not by Shuas the Raisa, they didn't say you have patterns. That's the Muhammad's time in the Balmar. The Balmar assumed in this Shita, even patterns the Raisa. And then we'll see the Rosh also, because from the Raisa, and the Rishonim bring, it's clear. Right, time Dimming goes right. The rise of Rishonim, Narasugi bring. It's clear that even part the Shita, at least there is a Shita upon the man of Yerem Eretam. But there is a Shita of Rishonim. The MSA part of Shmuel the Raisa. Then we'll see tomorrow more that. Al Kapanim. That's one Nakuda in the Gemara's Kasha. That the MSA Pater is the one who the Meicher is siding with. But the Mashmaiz of Taisus is that the Gemara's Kash is also that the other one has to switch for the Raisa. That's part of the Gemara's Kash. Gemara's Kash is twofold. Right? When we ask, B'lech Zuz Manokat, when we ask the Meicher, so the Pshat is, two problems now. Aleph, the one with Meicher Sarek shouldn't swear at all. Beis, B'idach Yishbish for the Raisa. And that's the mashmaus of Taisvus. Since it's an Eidach again, it's a Shavuot Raisa, and not just Shavuot HaMishnah, not just our Shavuot HaRabbanan. It's Afkim is what the Shavuot HaRaisa HaRabbanan. So the question is, though, how does the Gemara know that he's not swinging a Shavuot HaRaisa? Maybe he is swinging a Shavuot HaRaisa. We didn't say in the Mishnah is that Shavuot HaRaisa.
About the Gemara
and it says, so maybe in the case of Mecha Memker, where the Merch is the other guy, the Merch is like, maybe him, the other guy is sure they're about him. How do you know? Has the Gemara know, Taka, that has, well, Halgufa, has the Gemara there know, ask the question, maybe it's sure they're ice. Has the Gemara know that's not sure they're ice? The Gemara is asking two questions. Aleph, the one who the Merch is starting with shouldn't swear at all, and Beza Kaisvis, the dog guy is swinging Shmuel the Raisa. So Bekfeger says, the more understood, it's time, because Misha says Zeyshava v'zeyshava. It's mashma that the shvuas are on level, the same type of shvuah. That each one, both of them are reading the same shvuah. Zeyish b'shein lepachzum chetz. Zeyshava v'mechav chetz. We're like, it's mashma, it's the same shvuah. So if the one of them is rabban, the other one is rabban. No, it's clear. He says b'derecha pashut. The Tzais has interesting mahalach. How the Gemara knows, says in Reish Chavez, how the Gemara knows Nashmu the Raisa. Because the Tzais is like this. He says, Harei, just like when Misha says, Zer Mekulish, Zer Mechetzish, what's the din? He gets 3/4, he gets 1/4. He only swears, he only, why? Because the machleg is only a half. So they say a chleg on that half. So let's say, Luyat Sur, what would be the din? If you have 2 Eidim coming and saying that, 2 Eidim coming and saying the half belongs to one of them, he doesn't know about the other half. So if I had the din would be, this one gets 3/4, this one gets a half. You have 2 Eidim that on half. You have 2 Eidim and a half. They're still fighting on the second half. So be a chleg on the second half. Very pashut. So if it's if Lu Yitzur, there's an Eid Echot, that's made, that's coolishly, the Eid Echot's made, that coolishly. So Kol's man, and this is a chiddush in the Tzais, and we'll see this in the Gei, we'll be again in the Rosh Be'er Masei, yeah. But the Tzais seems to understand that when Echad says, Echad's made on something, the guy has to swear. Okay? So, if he's not going to swear, Kulishali, going to square Chetzishali. So then, clap in the second half, it's as if this Eidus, that it belongs to the other guy. He's not going to swear Kulishali, because even if he swears Kulishali, he's not going to get cooler. Right? That's more. He's not going to swear coolishly. He has to swear any boy pachs mechatzia. Right? That's what Mishnah says. Mishnah says that. That's Mishnah. He's not going to swear coolishly. It means, even if there's an Eid Echad over here, if you want to learn the Mishnah, right, in the Kasha, maybe Mishnah is an Eid Echad and he's not going to swear the Shmuel D'Raisa. It means the Shmuel D'Raisa of any pachs mechatzia, the Shmuel of any pachs mechatzia, the Shmuel D'Raisa is swearing Machish Day. Look up in the second half, he's not swearing. Because even if he swears, he's not going to get it, like the Gemara says. So now, so he's being machish the aid only on half. So look up in the other half, you have edus. Look up in the other half, you have edus that it belongs to the other guy. And he brings the Dugmal Dover, there's a Rosh, the second parak, Simonim, we discussed the Gemara, Simonim v'Simonim Yaniach. The Gemara says, what about if you have Simonim v'Simonim, if you have Simonim v'Simonim v'Eid Echad? Two guys are claiming that Veda, each of them has Simon, and one of them has also an Eid Echad that it belongs to him. So the Rosh says that the one who the Eid is on his side, the other guy has to swear, and only then you'll say aniach. If he's not going to swear, then he'll go to the other guy. Even though after he swears, he's not going to get it anyway. Right? He's not going to get it anyway. But still, he has to swear. He has to swear in order to say aniach. So Mail over here, so you see that even though his shvua is not going to knock out the Eid. The Shvuah is not going to allow him to get it. But still, we say that he has to swear about it. So, Mel over here also, Be'etzem, he has to swear Shkulishli. He has to be Machash Day. You know, even if he does swear Kulishli, he's only going to get half because the Shru is not a Rai that it's his. It's still a five whose it is. Just that he has an Erechot. So he has to get rid of the Erechot. So he has to swear Kulishli. Yeah, but there's still a Machalik is whose it is. He's only going to get half. But Be'etzem, Batsam, Medina Taira, he would have to swear Kulishali. And Mamayas in the Mishnah is not swearing that.
Right.
So if he's not swearing that, so then obviously there's no Erechot over here. Because if there would be an Erechot and he's not swearing that, then you'd only get a quarter. Because on the other half, it's like Aiden that Erechot that's not answered, the Erechot that's not sworn against, is as if this Aiden that it's his. So Mela, if he doesn't swear Kulishali, then he'll only get a quarter. So in order to get half, he would have to swear Kulishali. If he doesn't swear, it's as if this Aiden, and the Hiddick starts saying, sorry, that Erechot, this Mechai Veshvua, that's him. Calls money, you don't swear the Erechot's Neman. In other words, this is a Shaila, which we'll talk about in Hashem. What is the Gedr Shvua's Erechot? Is it Pshat that Erechot is Mechayev Shvua? Or Pshat, no, Erechot's believed until you swear. We say Erechot's Mechayev Shvua, but if you don't want to swear, you have to pay, because otherwise you can't get it unless you swear. Well, no, Erechot Batsim is Neman. Elmai, you have an Eitzit to swear. To knock out that Erechot. Ter gave you a way out. But Batsim Erechot is Neman. Calls money, you don't swear the Erechot's Neman. So Mela Pshat is, so Kozma, you don't swear to Machash Dei. So then, the Erech is Nem on that half. And therefore, the whole fight is on Chetzi, you only get a quarter. So therefore, obviously the Mishnah can't be talking about this Erech over here. It can't be the Shvuah that he's swearing. If Chetzi Shli can't be a Shvuah's Erech. Mela's up to Isvis, the Gemara's Kasha is, let's ask the next Zuziman Nalkat, and if we're gonna the meicher who's nemen al tzeir echad, the meicher that's nemen al tzeir echad, then the other guy would have to swear shvur deraisa. And al karchan the mishnah, he's not swearing a shvur deraisa, because if he's swearing a shvur deraisa, and he's only gonna swear in half, he's only gonna get a quarter. If he's swearing a shvur deraisa, the only way that he should get half is if he swears. If he swears Kulishali to Machash Day, even though he's only going to get a half, but he has to swear Kulish in order to get a half. Because if he doesn't swear Kulishali, then the second half is if it's Eidos that it belongs to the other guy. That's Tarsus Chap over here. How Tarsus knows, how the Gemara knows that the Shavuot is not going to be a Shavuot Daraisa. Mele, Mar asked a 2-point question. Aleph, the Erecha Shepater, the one who he's siding with, the Meicher, Shepata, the one who's saying he sold to, Beis, the Mishnah to Mavur, it's not a Shvu Deraisa. But if there's an Erecha, then it should be a Shvu Deraisa. You have to say it's a Shukot Haro there. This Mokum of Falpul, the Mesivis holds, argues in the Gitzaris as if he's Nishba to Machish, part of the Eidus, the Mele Eidus is Batal. Akbam, that's what Gitzaris names on. If he only swears to Machish half the Eidus, then the other Eidus is still Kayim, and Mela, he won't get it. Now,
how is he being Machish half part of the Eidus?
He's saying Chetashuli.
The Eidus is going on the whole thing, he's saying that
The Meicher says he sold it to one of them. The other guy says, I have at least half. The Meicher says, you have nothing. And the other guy says, I have at least half. So he's being Machish the Eid partially. The Dutch says, so fine, the part that you're Machish, you knocked out the Eid, but the other part is a regular Eidus over here. Remember, I'm just pointing out, it's a Chiddush in the Tzais and how he understands the whole gather of Shvur. At Betzin, there's an Amanis, Nervas, to get rid of the Amanis of the Eid, there's a Shvur. This is going to be again, it's from tomorrow in the Rosh. What? Until you swear against it, the Eid has the Manas. Now, There's another nakuda over here. And that is what the Meiri is Meir over here. That the Meiri asks the Gemara on Kedusha. According to these, according to Ben Tam, the Gemara's Kasha Lechus is losing my knocker as a Kasha al Seir Echad. So he says in the Gemara on Kedusha, if the Meicher, there is not, it's not biyadai. There's only biyad one of them. Right? Only biyad. It's not the Hashem Meichsim over there. It's biyad one of them. And there, the kasha is, they should have echad should be neman, and the other guy should have to swear. The kid will come out. If the other guy swears, he'll get it. But he says, the kol nishbayin shematayr nishbayin v'loy mishalmen. You don't find the shul deraisa to be neitel. So there, if he'll swear, he'll be neman. If he swears, he'll be neman. A male, he'll get it from the other guy. But you don't have a shvuah to be neitel. Shvuah deraisa. So because of that, he doesn't like this whole mahalah. Because in the Gemara Kedushin, it'll be a shvuah to neitel. Now, the shaila is, what about an argamar? What about an argamar? And the Miri's mashmi wasn't bothered by argamar. Shaila is, what about an argamar? Do we have the Miri's problem? Is it possible that we have the Miri's problem in Ar Gemara? Meaning like this. The Tzaddis is saying that the other guy, who the Merch is saying not like him, will have to swear Shavu Deraisa in order to get his half. So now, we discussed that whether the shvuah of our mission is the shvuah sanaitlin or the shvuah haqzik, we discussed it a few times. Now, like this, Mamison in if the shvuah is a shvuah sanaitlin, so then you can ask the question: shvuah sanaitlin, and how could there be a shvuah? The shvuah is a neitlin. There's no shvuah there. Is a shvuah neitlin. So the Taisa says that the other guy in Ar Gemara, yeah, Ben Tam says that the Meicher says one guy, the other guy has to swear shvuah there. Is a if we say the shvuah in our midst is shvuah is a neitlin, then how do you have shvuah there? Is a shvuah is a neitlin? Elmai will tell me. The Taisa says no. That's not a shvuah is a neitlin. He says the shaila whether shvuah is a neitlin or not. But first of all, Maisa, we were medayik once in Taisus. Taisus says, "Because lechayra the shaila whether the shvuah is neitlin or not. What's the aimik of the shaila? Whether each one's muksak in half, each one's muksak in all. It's the lechayim to say. Right? If that's the shaila, then we lechayra we once medayik right in Taisus and I'm an aleph. The Taisus says each one's muksak in the whole thing. The Taisus says that's migal haitzi. Taisus says each one's muksak in the whole thing. Taisus said he might not have needed it over there, but he said it though." He said the Ma'ishu Shmukhs in the whole thing. The Ma'ishu Shmukhs in the whole thing. And the Chayitza Shmukhs in the moreover, I forgot to bring him, but there's a Gain in Simon Pei Zayin where over there there's a discussion of that's a sugi, that's a halacha of Edom Esayeh. And there's various shittas when do you say Edom Esayeh and when you don't say Edom Esayeh. So the Ramah brings down over there the Yesh Aimrim, that even by Shavuos HaNoitlin, Eidem HaSeyeh Patras. Mechayiz Rishonim, what does by all the Shavuos HaNoitlin, the seventh paragraph in Shavuos, a whole huge mission, probably the biggest mission in Shas, that all the Shavuos HaNoitlin. So the question is, let's say it's the Edom Esayeh, does he get it without a Shavuah? Does he get it without a Shavuah? Because normally, Chazal will matl a Shavuah in order for him to be Gaiva. The Shaila is, but he has the Edom Esayeh. Is that part of him Shavuah Sanaitlin? So we'll see. It's very again lomdis exactly what how Eidim Esayer works. A different stadim is the pshat Eidim Esayer is ki'ilu you swore, or is the pshat that it patters you from the shvur, or pshat takes away the siba from the shvur. By various mahalchim, how to understand what is the get of Eidim Esayer? How Eid Echad patters from the shvur? So that will be negeya, and how and might be nafkimina legabe shvurz hanoitlan. Which we're not going to go into right now. Balgapanim state in the Machaber, state in the Ramah, that Eidim Messiah patters Meshuah's and Neitlin as well. And then he'll be able to get it without a Shuah. Zach the Gain, what's the mocker of the Ramah? But Metziah Bezim a Bez. Taisis Divya Maschel Velechsi. Where does the Gaon see from our Taisus? Where does the Gaon see our Taisus is a mocker for the Rambam? No. What? Yeah, Taisus is a mocker for the Rambam, yeah. So, I was a guy who understood that our Mishnah is Shuas HaNaitlin. And Taisa says that Eidim HaSeyeh patterns from a Shuas. So, no, you put two and two together. Obviously, Shetanar Taisa is that Eidim HaSeyeh patterns even from Shuas HaNaitlin. When the guy understood in Taisa, the guy understood in Taisa that Shuas HaNaitlin. And that guy stims with Taisa Namar Aleph, like we said. If the Shiloh, whether she was not the Shul Achzik, is telling whether you're Muslim holding Muslim in half, there's some Achayim want to say, so then, Fakat. And Amar Alf Taisa says the Shul is a night. And the Beis Taisa says, the Eim say a pattern of Shul is a night. The pattern is from the Shul is a mission. So you see, the Eim say a pattern of Shul is a night. Back upon him, you see from the guy, that's how you learn Taisa's. Some Cain, the question might be asked, so then, how is the Shul Darais over here? How is the Shavu D'Raisa? Maybe some D'Raisa. There is no Shavu D'Raisa. And the same problem we have in the Rambam. Because before in the Rambam, in Perek Tes, Halacha Ches, not Zayin, when the Rambam discusses the Sefer of the Mishnah,
any time Kohanish Bayin Lital, he only swears to the amount of his of what he's going to be gaiv and not the amount of his taina. Okay, that's Rambam takes out a klal from our Mishnah. But Derech Agav see Ferish in the Rambam. And what is our Mishnah? He's Nishba Lital. Ferish Rambam. Vesh Rambam, I'm like that sad that our Mishnah was a night. Now, if you look at Perish Mishnayis. Perish Mishnayis learns like Taisvis. Almost like Taisvis. Why do I say almost like Taisvis? So Bishop Mishnayis? What? So Bishop Mishnayis? So why is it almost like Taisus?
I thought it was like Taisus.
So let's read the Rambam together. Says the Rambam. Il yoda moich mi hoy al kher yoy mo zam kharti ge nem be dusay
Yafa pish talis biat shneim. The tain kolech mishneim ani lekachtia. Kedusan kedusa kedin erecha da alma. Vaz tia shvu deraisa. Vaz tia shvu deraisa. Mipnei loyb kanz chame. Loyiske betalis echad yaisim mechaveray. Eli mitzaref el meicher. So what does Rambam say? If the Meirchah knows who Meirchah claims that he knows who he sold it to, what's going to be the din? Oh, it's the Yeshua the Raisa. If they what becomes the claim? The Meila, one of them won't get more. Now, the Rambam doesn't say that the one who the Meicher is siding with will be Pater. That's why it's almost like Taisus. Because Taisus said that two ramifications of the Meicher's Eidus. Aleph, the other guy has to swish with the rice. And Beis, he Paters the one who the Meicher is siding with. And he say, yeah. Could be Rambam doesn't hold. The animus he patents from a shvua, apparently. Well, but he still learns the Gemara like Taisvis. The Gemara's kasha is that. The Meich should be Nemen al Seir Echad. And what is the nafkamina to that? Not the pata, the guy who is being married for, rather to be Machai the other guy. So in Rambam it's Muchach to say that. And Rambam's Mukhah to say that the Gemara saw in the Mishnah it's only Shvud Rabban, not Shvud Raisa. And Rambam, that's the only Nafkamina. And Taisus, you could say, you could fetch that maybe, you know, Taisus would be Shvud Raisa, it's not really part of Kasha. I'm saying that the Ksais and the Kveger, and ask, how does the Gemara know that there's a Shvud Raisa, that the Shvud Rabban, not Shvud Raisa? The Rambam, it's Mukhah to say the Gemara knew that it was a Shvud Raisa, that was Shvud Rabban. Because the whole Kasha, the whole thrust of the Kasha, is only the guy that should be Shvud Raisa instead of Shvud Rabban. Not Lagabe Adam Sayyeh. So Karchos in the Ram it's Mukh to say some tarets that the Gemara knew that it wasn't a Shvud Raisa, either with Kveger or with Tzayt. Agapanim, the Ramam learns that to be an Erechot would be Shvud Raisa, even though the Ram holds that the Shvud Sanaitan. So Chari had to say that even though there's an element of your being neitel, because they're both mukhs and the whole thing we said in Taisus, but mainly you also be machzik it, because you're also mukhsik. They're both mukhsik. You're also mukhsik. So the shvua, the chiv, you know, there's batzem. You should be able to take it without the shvur. Without the shvur deraisa. Correct? Then it's yachleik, you can take it without the shvur deraisa. Elamai, the meicher is being machai of him to take it to swear deraisa. So it could be the meicher is being machai of him, otherwise he won't be able to be machzik it. It's not that the shvur is going to allow him to take it. The meicher is not being machai of him a shvur. To take. The shvur is not allowing him to take. This thing can take it is because the meicher is only mechayiv him because he's not going to have echad. So now he can take it now. The meicher / aid is being mechayiv him to swear in order to keep it. The meicher, it's different than the meiri in the case in Kedushin. Over there, the object is by one of them. And we're saying the shvua of Erechad, well, the shvua that you swear because of Erechad will allow you to take. Now we don't find that the shvua is going to allow you to take. But over here, the shvua is allowing you to keep. Because for Karet, the Erechad is not mechayev a shvua. The shvua is Erechad. The Erechad is not mechayev a shvua l'gabe being ma'itzi. And the shvua doesn't allow you to be ma'itzi. But the Erechaz is Mechayim Yeshua. You want to keep half, you're also Mokzit, right? You want to keep half, you need a Shvua. And once you knock off the Erechaz, then you'll have to be Mayitzin adults. Not Mekarach Yeshua Daraisa. It's not Yeshua Daraisa, which is allowing you to take. What's allowing you to take it is because once you did Yeshua Daraisa, which is what allows you to be Mokzit, now it's fine, the Erechaz is gone, so now it's regular Shnayim Sharetz Vitalis. So each one is Din Yechalikum. However, that didn't work.
Didn't the Tosh Sarit say something similar about the Ruhu Hotzi? They're also Motzi. Should that be Motzi, even though you are being Hotzi also?
No, the Tosh Sarit said that you're not being Motzi. The Tosh Sarit said. Oh, no, right. Since you're also Motzi, yeah, right, that's true. Okay, similar structure. Now, So that's the sheets of Tesis. Now we're talking about the Gemara's Kashin. That's the Zuz Mamachism is Medin Erecha. Now, Shaila is what's Pshat Rashi? Because what's wrong with the very time of Cheshbon? Achari the Meicher has an Emanus of Erecha. So in the Gemara's Kasha, it's not a Kasha why Rashi didn't want to learn Gemara in town. Why? In the Gemara's Kasha, you can't ask me a Kasha why didn't Rashi want to learn Gemara in town. Rashi learns the Shayas of the Nemanas of the Meicher. So why does he learn the Nemanas of it? And as if he knows if Rashi has problems, it's Ein Biyadai, it's Ein Mechem Biyadai, Rashi has again Hoshiko Torah, that when it's from, when we go and took it from one, he is Neman. Right? Why not learn Marga Pshutai? The Marga is Erechad. Right, Teretz is Pashit, because if the Gemara's Kash is Alta A, then the only Kash is that the other guy should have to swear, like Taisa says. Right? We'll pat to this guy from Shavua. But according to Rashi, Kash's Gemara is much stronger. Kash is, they should be believed, period. The Marech should be believed, the Marech said the Marech. So that's not fair. Why Rashi lives in Gemara's Kash, Mitzad and the Marech said the Marech, not Mitzad and the Marech said the Marech. The Marech said the is limited, it's only Mechai Bishvot. Shengen Rashi wanted to Rashi lives in Gemara's Kash was stronger, they should be Neman, and his guy should keep it. Shaila is though, once the Gemara answers that it was he took money from two, he doesn't know which one. A male over there when it's a mechem biyadai, he's not neman. So now the question is, so but he should be neman al zeirecha. You know, the Gemara's teretz only answered the kasha al sinemanas of the meicher. How the Gemara answered? The meicher has no nemanas over here because they mechem biyadai. He took money from both. But typically, al zeirecha. Typically, al zeirecha. So you look at the. I mean, Rav Menahar in Kedushin. Tezriya Zaka. Kedua, it's not Tezriya Zaka, it's Rav Menahar. So he, and imagine the Miri, but also God says it. The next, Lady the Akas of Rash. Reish Mitzia, Leidino and Garcino. Med Lagasin, not the Shahu Aimer, Zem Bacharti, the Kibalti, and Boys. Ain't in Nemun, the Nan Sahadi, Shane, oh, here everybody say, the Nan Sahadi, Shane Zocher Kolkach, Mishahoch Ulafanda. Upirish Hachi, Let's see, huh? Adamina Shane Neman, a fil kacha, Shane Machayets and Pachas Yadai, Mairi, Shalokach Mois Mishneim, one Mazem McCarthy, Kabalti and Mois, Bertsoini. Who they named a fil kacha? Fil kacha. Zainem as an aide, why not Zadi? The loy docher, Nimi Lokach Medaita, Ainanu, Vaflanu, and you do it. Hilk of Havlai, then Schneimachs in the palace. So he learns up in Rashi that just like this, when it's Einach Miyadai, when he got from both, we say he had no reason to remember who he got it from. So too. So not only that, there's an Ansadi that he doesn't know. He's worse than Einach. He'll apply. There's an Ansadi that he doesn't know. That's what he says. Chayiv das Rashi to answer the kasha. Why is then does so? Fi Rashi, the Gemara's kasha was also the manas and the meicher. We say that it's not a manas and a meicher. But typically, I'll say that. But teretz is there was emech biyada and kabel from both, and he doesn't. And one of them was makarch, one not. We say it's an ansahadi that doesn't remember who's makarch, whom he died to. And even I'll say that he has not a manas. That's a mizukurz of guitarists. That's what the Rambam wrote. Once said that's Rashi. Now I've got to mention before, Kveger got a we got the Shaila before. How does the Gemara know that the Mishnah is not a Shavu deraisa? So. So if anyone say there's no shvud raisa, I'm sorry, no, Craig doesn't say enough about how many of those natural rights. Craig just says that, okay, Taisus wants to say, Taisus wants to say, that Kach Mr. Shudder Banach Shudder Rice, that's when we ask Kasha, from here we see the Shudder Rice, if there's an Erechot Shudder Rice, so yes, and okay, what about the Sefer? Zoymer Kula Shali, Zoymer Chetz Shali. So the guy that said Chetz Shali, Chayiv is by the mitzvahs. Chayiv is chayiv shvud raisa as by the mitzvahs. There's a chayiv fakir. The chayiv is what Craig is saying. You see in the Mishnah. That's Shvud Deraisa. What? What do you mean?
Isn't like owe money and he's like, no,
he's being Maida and have a debate whether who the thing belongs to. He's being Maida and half belongs to the other guy. What's a Chayiv? He's Maida Mitzah. There's a Chayda and half belongs to the other guy. So Chayiv is a Shvud Deraisa. Chayiv is a Shvud Deraisa.
Elamai. Elamai. You tell me there's no shvuli raisa, you'll have to say that there's a p'tur of halach over here. But that's gives a sugya later about halach. Meaning, when you say moed the mitzvah, you can't have a shvuah. If you give it to the guy, maybe there's no shvuah. So you're saying the Gemara should bring a raya from here. Again, the Gemara was assuming. Yeah? And the Mishnah asked Mishnah Rabbanon, even though it's a shvuah that raisa, it might make sense. El Ma'ali, we'll have to prove from here that halach is pater. And that's why it's no shvuah that raisa. So, but the Gemara doesn't do that. It's mashma. The Gemara has no problem saying there's a shvuah that raisa over there. So why is Taisus assume? Why is Taisus assume? And the Mishnah has to be Shvu Derbanon. And therefore the Gemara has a kasha. And therefore should be Shvu Deraisa. L'chayr from the Sefer of the Mishnah, it's Mavur, there is a Shvu Deraisa. The Sefer of the Mishnah, it's Mavur, the Shvu Deraisa. Because it's made the mitzvahs. I want to tell me, maybe it's not Shvu Deraisa because it's Halach. But the Gemara doesn't discuss this. The Gemara has a discussion about whether Halach is Pater or not. It doesn't bring a Raya from the Mishnah and Halach is Pater. I'd rather more than back to the Mishnah Hail Khai. The Khar is Mukhan the Mishnah, that the Mishnah could be done by Shvu Deraisa. So why are we saying that the Mishnah is only by Shvu Deraisa? So I can figure that over here, so he has a Chab. And over here, he has a Migu. He has a Migu that he could have said Gulishali.
Isn't that about everyone in this house?
The Gemara asked Nakasha and Avgimel that everybody that mixes us has a migu kula shali. So then the Gemara answers, "Ain't no the meis." Means why it's a migu the oza. We discussed this when Ran. Then the Gemara is a migu the oza. But in other words, the Gemara says, "I am saying chet shali. I am saying only had." Gemara says, "But he's not meis because it's shemut to come b'shtamet." Really, he's going to pay him, but he doesn't have the money right now. That's why he's saying he only owes him half. He doesn't have all the money. So he's just getting out of it. Mashenkin over here, it's not shy for Shemut Gamishnam. So over here, Batsam, there's no more Ha'aza on Kulishli than a Chetzishli. So Mael over here he has a Migu. That's what Craig is Chab. So Mael Kitzer. Kasha was, the Chayin the Seif, it's Muchach. The Chayin said there is a Shvu Deraisa. How can you tell me there's not? How could you assume Taisus is the Mishnah Shvu Deraisa? The Chayin said it's a Shvu Deraisa because the Moshu is made the Mitzvahs. And my Teretz is from the Seif. You're not chayv Shvu Deraisa because you have a Migu because they're coolishly. The Gemara says everybody mixes. You have a Migu. The Gemara says it's a Migu Da'aza, but over here it's not a Migu Da'aza because over here you're being maize anyway. And everybody mixes being maize anyway because everybody mixes the Svar of Shmut Kamashnami. That he doesn't have the whole money that he wants to get out of it. But over here, it's not a chayv that he's going to pay. He's saying he went over and grabbed half. That's just to say half is just as much haza as saying kula. Yeah. But here we're talking about, so Ran says, came the Mars Kasha. It's a big amount of the mamrin. So Ran says, Laftur Meshu, he's saying big amount of the mamrin. He also talking about Laftur Meshu. Ran asks you, Kash, that's big amount of the mamrin. Ran answers, Laftur Meshu, he's saying big amount of the mamrin. So and then Craig is Kash also with Laftur Meshu. Let's finish Tesis. Why is Taisa seems to only bother with this in Rantam, not in Rashi? In Rantam, Taisa has a kasha, and Miu, a muscle shnui, less come on the shayla. Why is kasha? Why don't you ask him? Must say he's not around. So why did Taisa only ask this on the Rantam? We have the same kash and Rashi. Gemara says we should ask the guy, and he has the manas of Baal HaMekach. So the Gemara says he's not around. Why is he only asked his kasha on the Ben Tam?
So Maram says, Derech Pshat, that because in Rashi, with an Nemanis is a full Nemanis, the Nemanis is a Baal Mecha. He's bleeding 100%. So then, you couldn't ask the Kasha that he's not around. You should wait. If you know if there's a guy that's going to be able to be Machriya, so wait. You want to get a full Nemanis. Well, over here, it's only Enochan anyway. So there's only Mechai Vashur. It's not going to be Machriya the Sabbath. Mechai Vashur. That's where anyway. So Meila, if I echo, you don't have to wait. Rima Farah is a third shot. Initial Lahem. When it says Alexi Zuzi Man Nokat, we're not asking someone who the Murkha. It's both of you Rashi Ben Tam. The child is asking the Murkha. If you're Rashi, the Murkha is the Murkha is the Baal Mecca. If you're Ben Tam, the Murkha is the Echo. If you're the Ri, we'll call not the Murkha is not the Baal Dabra over here. The Farah is initial Lahem. We keep all. They're arguing who the Moich was in Saratza to. They're not arguing who gave the money. Therefore, they'll be honest who gave the money. They'll say, no, even though the guy gave the money, he was in Saratza to me and I was kind of. This is the Moich saying Cholkin. That's the Gemara saying that the Nesinus HaMoich Machriya, which means Ansahadi, that he's the one that got it. And where it says, no, he got it from Tarvayu, they both pay. One Makarach, one Medaitai. We don't know which Makarach is Medaitai. So Mela remains the son.